Hey, what's going on, people? Your boy, Man Mike, coming at you guys with another episode of Unleashed, man. This is a topic that I think most people want to freaking know. All right, what's my take on this Atlanta Falcons goofball that decided that he no longer wanted to be with the Atlanta Falcons, that he did not want to be an Atlanta Falcons fan anymore? Why? Well, because the Falcons did not draft Georgia Bulldogs players. Yeah, that's the real reason. Because the Falcons did not want to draft Georgia Bulldogs players. Now, granted that the Falcons have a guy and Lorenzo Carter, who was a strong part of the Atlanta Falcons team. He was a strong part of the Atlanta Falcons defense. They re-signed him, brought him back after they voided the final year of his contract. All right? They voided, brought him back on another one-year deal. All right? He had 58 combined tackles, 4 sacks, an interception, a couple of touchdowns for the Atlanta Falcons. So he was a strong part of this Falcons defense. Not only that, they drafted a guy in John Fitzpatrick, a tight end, all right, a tight end from the University of Georgia. The University of Georgia, tight end, 4-star recruit, went to the University of Georgia, and he's going to fight for a position. Now, they brought in guys like Jonnu Smith. They have Kyle Pitts, so he's going to fight. You got guys like, you have a guy in Parker Hesse. Now, Parker Hesse is a guy that, you know, when you look at him, does he have, you know, blow you away with his athleticism? No. Did he blow you away with his name? Obviously not. But he's going to have an opportunity to, quote unquote, beat out these guys. So, like I said, man, the Falcons are doing and have done their due diligence in bringing in people from the University of Georgia, but that's not what the Atlanta Falcons fans, all right, that they did not understand when you had Terry Fontenot, Arthur Smith. These guys said they want to bring in more Georgia players. They didn't say the University of Georgia. They wanted guys that's going to be, you know, they understand the culture. They want to be here, and guys that, you know, from around this area, so the fans can not only, you know, connect with these guys, but these guys will want to be here. They'd be close to their families. Guys like CP. CP is, you know, from Carolina. These guys are from the area. Their families still from. And then you got guys, and now their families. These guys' families are what? Like Miles Murphy. These guys' families are from the area. And not only that, but Miles Murphy is another one of those guys. Didn't get drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, but their family is a Falcons. They're Falcons fans. So the reason why I have an issue with this is because this guy decided that he wanted. And I just want to read a little bit to you guys. All right. I just want to read just a little bit of this to you guys. All right. This is the problem that I have with this. I have a major problem with this. All right. Major problem with this. When it comes down to it, this is what this guy had to say. Today marks a significant change in my life. I decided to shift my football allegiance from the Atlanta Falcons to the Philadelphia Eagles. This decision comes after much prayer, key people, and consideration. And while it wasn't made lightly, I believe it's the right choice for me. I've recently felt a strong connection to Philadelphia and decision making of the team's front office. The Eagles' history and the commitment have captured my heart. And I'm excited to join those who proudly wear green and white. I'm grateful for my experiences and memories as a Falcons fan from Fulton County Stadium to the Dome to the Benz, which have shaped me into who I am today. I want to thank my family and friends, neighbors, and fellow tailgaters for their support during my time there. I look forward to creating new memories as a proud Philadelphia Eagles fan. Thank you for your love and support. Fly, Eagles, fly. Yeah, people. That's a real tweet. This motherfucker literally wrote a Dear John letter. Say he's been a Falcons fan for over 25 years. And because the Atlanta Falcons didn't draft a Georgia player like they said, and the Philadelphia Eagles went out their way to not only draft Jalen Carter, they traded up for Jalen Carter. They traded up for Nolan Smith. They traded up for Nolan Smith. And on top of that, they drafted Kelee Ringo. So obviously this guy is a real Georgia Bulldog fan. And we have a major problem in this Atlanta Falcons fan base that we have a lot of halftimers. They only care about winning or being a part of a franchise or care about the franchise when it's winning. And another problem that I have with this, and another one of these things that I find is really a major freaking issue, is that the Georgia Bulldogs went back to back. And a lot of people are just like, without actually just coming out and saying it, the only reason why you have an issue with the Atlanta Falcons is because guess what? You are a spoiled piece of crap. You're spoiled, people. If Georgia Bulldogs wouldn't have won the championship back-to-back years, you wouldn't have an issue. You want bragging rights. You don't want to be a fan of a team. You don't want to support the team. You don't want to go through hard times and struggle and go through the ups and downs with the team. That's what a true fan is all about. Supporting the guys that put on that red, white, and black. No, you don't want to do it. You want to follow a team around. You want to follow a certain amount of players around because you want to brag. And in your little heart, you believe because the Philadelphia Eagles drafted Georgia Bulldogs, who are back-to-back champions, by the way. Back-to-back champions. Got to throw that out there. You believe that the Philadelphia Eagles, who just so happened to lose the Super Bowl. Yeah. They lost the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts. Who knows he's going to be a superstar? Yeah, he had a great year. Consideration for the MVP. Not going to hate on that. Not going to hate on that whatsoever. But I do know for a fact that the Philadelphia Eagles defense was pretty damn good. And most of those guys, the Fletcher Cox, and Dominican Sue, Graham, these guys are pretty up in age. So there's no guarantee that you're going to see the same type of effort or the same type of results this season. Teams like the Atlanta Falcons are improving. Teams like the, you know, we got teams like the Carolina Panthers, Washington, very good defenses, very good teams. These guys are steadily improving. Though there's no guarantee that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be in the same boat. So if the Philadelphia Eagles don't have the exact same year, are you going to lose? Are you going to change your allegiance to the Philadelphia Eagles? Why? What if Philadelphia say this experiment with the Georgia Bulldogs, it doesn't go the way that they hope? And then they want to get rid of those guys. Are you going to leave them as well? That's the question. That's the question that we have. So many people don't want to just tell the truth that you were never a damn fan to begin with. And that's the issue that I have when it comes down to these fans. You were at a fucking... you really have the unmitigated gall to turn around and write a Dear John letter for leaving a fan base? Who the hell are you? And who gives a fuck? Go! Cheer who you want to cheer. Buy the as many Philadelphia Eagles jerseys as you possibly can. Follow them. I don't give a damn. But let's not pretend like the Philadelphia Eagles won a championship. They won one a couple of years ago. But they just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. Spoiled rotten. And I'm going to just keep it real. These are spoiled rotten fans. If you don't get what you like, this is the things that Atlanta Falcons fans have to deal with. We've already had to deal with the national media trying to shove Lamar Jackson down our throat. All offseason long, they tried to shove Lamar Jackson down our throat. That Lamar Jackson in Atlanta to Atlanta would have been the perfect match. That Desmond Ridder is never going to be anything. Why? Because they wanted us to have Lamar. And like I said before, not saying Jalen Hurts is not he's a bad quarterback. 3,700 yards, 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. All right? Had a damn good year. But let's not pretend like the Philadelphia Eagles is just going to go on this all like this long run of winning championships. Because the NFC East, the Giants, Washington, all these teams are getting better. The Atlanta Falcons are getting better. What are we doing, people? Let's be real about this once again. What is the real issue? What is the real issue? Do you want bragging rights? Or you really do want to be a fan of a team? Those are the things that I look at myself and I say to myself, if I have to go to a team and I have to look myself and say to myself that I'm not going to be a fan of the team because of what? Yeah, because of what? Yeah, because of what? Because of the Falcons, Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith did not give what I wanted. Am I really mad at the Atlanta Falcons, or are you just a spoiled ass brat? And most of these Georgia Bulldogs fans, like the Alabama fans and like most champions, even Chiefs fans to a certain extent, you're entitled. You feel like if you don't get what you want, if we don't get all the best recruits in college, everybody, there's collusion against the Bulldogs, there's collusion against your team because you're not getting all the best talent. There has to be a reason why. Stay humble, Bulldogs fans. Stay freaking humble. Nobody gives a damn about you switching teams and going to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a damn shame that we still, in this particular moment, after winning back-to-back championships for the first time since the 80s, you should be grateful. The Braves are champions. The Bulldogs are champions. The Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals with the young Trae Young. This team is still improving. Atlanta United won the World, they won the Cup. They won the championship, the MLS championship. This state has had a lot of championships, more championships than most cities, most fans have seen in their entirety. In years, in decades. And we're complaining about the fact that we did not pick up Georgia Bulldogs fans. Come on, man. Get the fuck out of my face. All right. Complete bullshit. And I say to any fan that says that they are no longer going to be a part of the Atlanta Falcons team or fan base, they're not going to follow it. Bye. Bye, bitch. Do not announce it. I don't give a damn about you announcing that you're leaving with the team. Just fucking leave. We don't care. So with that being said, this is the end of this podcast, and you guys continue to support your boy here at Man Mike Sports. This has been another episode 2 of the Unleashed podcast here at Mad Mike Sports. So you guys are checking me out here on YouTube. This is all I got to say about that. Support your boy. Hit that subscribe button. Find us on Mad Mike Sports, Atlanta Falcons Nation, on a quest to 10K. That's all I got to say about that. Your boy Mad Mike is out.
Hey guys, this is your boy Mad Mike. Check us out at Mad Mike Sports on YouTube, almost at 10K. This is your boy himself, the one and only Mad Mike Sports, where we talk Atlanta Falcons Nation, Atlanta Falcons football. We talk Atlanta Hawks content. We're expanding. So you guys, if you want to be on board and just have a conversation with us, chill with us, you know, just ask us questions. You want our thoughts on the world of sports. It doesn't have to be Atlanta Falcons content. It could be wrestling. It could be basketball, baseball. We are here for you guys. Again, at Mad Mike Sports on YouTube. At Mad Mike Sports.